Well, here's someone we haven't heard from in a while.
Who you gonna call?
Tim Busters!
Tammy hates thieves, hates dishonesty, like most of us do.
Yeah.
But Tammy has upped her game, always on the lookout for a scam and to warn you from potential danger. And here's another one, very topical.
This one is very topical right now, and I can see why people might fall for this one, because the text that you're getting asking for political donations might be a scammer. So if you get a text message saying that their fundraising could be for your favorite candidate, and you're thinking, yes, I want to donate here, be careful, because if you click a link, it's going to take you to a poll, and then they'll offer a free gift, and they want your credit card number because they say you got to pay for shipping and handling, or they're going to say it's a donation. Political text messages that ask you to donate from a candidate are very common right now, but you have to be super careful. The best way to keep yourself from getting scammed is go to whoever you are voting for, your political candidate's official website, and donate that way. I would highly recommend just not even doing it through a text message, just because you have a risk of it not being a real one.
I've got three of them since President Biden backed out of the race. Three of them. And they all had to do with Joe Biden exiting the race.
Okay.
I imagine they're all scams.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. We don't know. You have to be careful, because here's the one thing about thieves that do things like this, all the effort it takes into finding ways around something. God, if they could only use their powers for good instead of evil, you know, because who are they stealing from?
Yeah.
You know, it's so frustrating. So I would just suggest not doing it by text at all. Don't text a donation.
When she's not finding scams to bust, she's trying to take you down in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And, of course, get you John Party tickets. Right now, 833-287-1037. If you call, get on to Take On Tam. You will win those John Party tickets, and you might win $100 as well. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
If you're like me and your husband has way too many baseball caps, way too many, never wears them, Luke Combs might be able to help us get rid of some of them. Good morning, honey.
Yeah. Hey, pal.
Hey, Jay.
I have a quick question for you. If you could you go into the closet and tell me just how many hats you have in there?
Hats?
Yeah, all your hats. All your baseball caps. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really see curtain ball caps a lot, do I?
I just collect them. I don't wear them. I'm not a ball cap kind of guy. My head's not shaped right.
I'm the same way. And for as much as I don't wear hats, I probably have 30 hats in my room.
That's what I'm
at least 30 of them.
I just want to see how many he has.
When I lived with my daughter, if I got a new hat, like let's say it was a hat day at Petco Park, she like she's my mom, would demand that I give two away. Like, for every one hat you bring into this house, young man,
right?
This is my daughter, mind you. She would say, you got to throw two of them away or give two of them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 25, 30, something like that.
Yeah, I think it might be a little more.
Well, it's a huge basket.
All right, honey, I just wanted to check in and see how many you had there.
Why?
Because Tammy's going to send them all to Luke Combs, Kurt.
Okay, bye.
You're hatless. Bye.
So Luke Combs is asking people to send hats that they're going to display at the Honky Tonk at Category 10. This is his new bar that's going to be opening in Nashville. They have a giant wall that they want to display hats on. And my thought was, oh, maybe we can get rid of a bunch of them.
Every person who's got a partner with an unreasonable amount of hats
and
is thinking the exact same thing you are.
And I can't just blame men, because my best friend Darcy, her husband complains about how many hats she has.
Oh, really?
Like, when we come back from a concert, he's like, oh, gee, you bought another hat.
I always thought it was more of a dude thing, but good for you representing Darcy. Luke Combs is going to run out of wall space so quick. Is there a limit for how many hats?
Here's the deal. First of all, you have to become part of his fan club.
Ah.
And then you fill out this form.
Okay.
And you mail in your hats. And not everyone will be picked. But here's the best news. If it's not picked, you don't get it back.
Who's getting these hats? So many hats. Now, is it just one hat? Are you allowed to send as many hats as you want? Is there a limit of hats?
I don't see anything that says only send one. But, I mean, they kind of talk about it like that. For your hat, You know, you need to have a letter that goes with it, talking about the story with it. Oh, so there's a lot of work.
Who's writing a story about their hat?
Well, I mean, some people have a good story that goes
with
it.
Dear Luke Combs, I was having a bad hair day, and I saw this hat, and it fit, and my face didn't look so fat in it, so I wore it. Love, John.
No,
I mean,
but like, think about people who have their favorite hats. There's a story behind it, right?
Oh, maybe, your favorite hat.
You know, think about that. I mean, I'm just thinking about it like I'd like to get rid of them. But people who actually want their hat on this wall, they're going to send in something that has a meaning behind
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
You know, right. So that's true. So
we're not exactly talking like an I'm with stupid hat or, you know, FBI female body inspector hat,
yeah,
right? Okay, okay, okay.
But I wouldn't mind just sending all of them with one big letter. He has too many. There's my story.
That's hilarious. You should do that. You should do that. That's funny. If you want your hat hanging at Luke Combs's bar,
yeah.
Showing it off to your friends when you're in Nashville.
Right.
We'll have the link on our KSON socials. Because they're not oversaturated enough. Coming to grocery stores soon, Travis and Jason Kelce cereal.
Okay.
It's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Steve in Del Zura. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I can't complain, pal. Thank you for asking. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of the studio.
Goodbye, Tammy.
All right, good luck, Steve.
Steve, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Steve?
All right, you got it.
Travis and Jason Kelce have their own cereal hitting the stores in September. It's called Kelce Mix. It's a mixture of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. What sport do these two play?
NFL football.
Jelly Roll released Dead End Road on the Twisters soundtrack. Twisters is the reboot of the 1996 film Twister. True or false? The original Twister was directed by Steven Spielberg.
True.
This week in country history, in 2001, singer Leanne Womack won $125,000 on this massively popular primetime game show that at the time was hosted by the late Regis Philbin. What was it called?
I don't know that one.
All right. Happy birthday to David Spade. Tell me the name of the 2001 film where Spade played a mullet-styled janitor.
I don't remember.
Okay. And finally, Ryan Reynolds had to meet personally with Madonna to get permission to use her song Like a Prayer in Deadpool and Wolverine. Ryan is Deadpool, but also played another superhero in this 2011 film, Hal Jordan, a pilot who's given a ring that grants him superpowers. Here's a clue. It may be the worst movie of all time. The movie and superhero have the same name. What is it?
Don't watch too many of those super movies. Superheroes.
Let's get Tam back in then, Steve. What you got going on today, buddy?
Well, I'm working down here at 32nd Street Naval Station right on the water where it's a high of 75.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update.
Can't complain.
Clearly you cannot. Like a man who likes his job. Good for you. Steve did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Travis and Jason Kelce have their own cereal hitting stores in September. It's called Kelce Mix. And it's a mixture of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. Stoners of the world rejoice.
Oh, I also think Cheerios are in that too. Honey Nut Cheerios. I think it's 4.
Okay.
It's just like, well.
What sport do these two play?
Football.
That's right. Steve, hey man. Sounds good. I do enjoy a good bowl of cold cereal.
Yeah,
I really do.
Those four together, though, just
I don't know.
Me
I mean, maybe they're great. Mm. Who knows, man? It's 1-1. Jelly Roll released Dead End Road on the Twisters soundtrack. Twisters is the reboot of the 1996 film Twister. True or false? The original Twister was directed by Steven Spielberg.
I believe that's true. No, he did this one.
No, he did not do either of them, but he did produce Twister.
Oh, he produced it.
It is still 1-1. Steve went true as well. This week in country music history, in 2001, singer Leanne Womack won $125,000 on this massively popular primetime game show that at the time was hosted by the late Regis Philbin. What was it called?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
At the height of its success. It was the number one TV show in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was on, I believe, five nights a week at its prime. And then they milked it to death and everyone got sick of it. We'd be glued to that show. Steve couldn't remember. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, happy birthday to David Spade. Tell me the name of the 2001 film where Spade plays a mullet-styled janitor.
Is that Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt. Steve didn't know.
Dang.
3-1, Tammy. Sorry, Steve. And finally, Ryan Reynolds had to meet personally with Madonna to get permission to use her song Like a Prayer in Deadpool and Wolverine. Ryan is Deadpool, but also played another superhero in this 2011 film. Hal Jordan, a pilot who's given a ring that grants him superpowers. Here's a clue. I gave the same one to Steve. It might be the worst film of all time. The movie and the superhero have the same name. What is it?
Oh, but I always mix up which green one it is. Is it Green Lantern or Green Hornet? Green Lantern. Which one? Oh, because the other one, isn't it? The guy whose laugh I hate. Anyway, Green Hornet.
The movie you're thinking of is with Seth Rogen, whose laugh you hate. Green Lantern.
Dang
you
it.
You had them both in your head. Picked the wrong green. Rest assured, it's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. All right, today Steve Tammy beat you by a score of 3-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you:
a pair of tickets to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater, September 21st.
Awesome! Thank you very much, guys.
Steve, enjoy that, pal. Have a great day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Steven Delvera, and I plugged out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What does skateboarding, surfing, and breakdancing all have in common, besides two of the three being very popular here in California? They are all Olympic sports.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you heard that correctly, by the way. Breakdancing is an Olympic sport.
Crazy! I mean, it's just because it's... I mean, the style has evolved, hasn't it? I mean,
I have no idea. I didn't know breakdancing was still a thing. I was in high school and breakdancing was a huge thing. It's apparently even huger now since it's an Olympic sport. Anthony is in Santee. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
You whipped into an Olympic frenzy. It starts this Friday.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
good.
Me too, actually. There have been, in the history of the Olympics, many events. Some of them are still going on. Others have been discontinued. I want to see if you guys can tell me which of the following events are real Olympic events, either past or present, but did exist at one time, or I just made them up.
Okay.
Live pigeon shooting. Was that an actual Olympic event, Anthony? What do you think?
I don't think so. I feel like that's too far-fetched.
Tammy, what do you think?
Well,
they would just slaughter birds for sports.
I think maybe a long time ago, I'm going to say true.
An actual Olympic event, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The object is kill as many live birds as possible.
Well, do you think that's how they came up with clay pigeons? Shooting pigeons?
I suppose. I don't know. I mean, it would make sense, Tammy. The object was to kill as many live birds as possible. You miss two in a row, you're out.
Okay.
Imagine the field after the game's over.
Oh, God, all John. Move on to a new question. It's so horrible.
Who had the job of picking up all these slaughtered animals?
You're not making this fun.
Who went to watch that?
Back then, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Did they have cats clean it up?
Listen, I mean...
All right. Anthony, what do you think about pistol dueling? Pistol dueling, was that an Olympic event?
Yeah, that one is definitely not.
I'm going to say no.
You're both wrong.
Wow.
They used to have but here's the deal. It's very misleading.
Okay.
Because they didn't actually go out there and march back to back and turn around and kill somebody. They had mannequins with targets on them.
Okay.
How about this one? Cornhole. Is cornhole an Olympic sport? Anthony, what do you think?
Cornhole? I don't know. It's gotten pretty popular, so why not?
I'm going to say no, not yet.
Tammy's right on both accounts.
Tammy's always right.
Not yet, at least. They are trying to make it an Olympic sport. Anthony and Santee, is walking an Olympic event?
No.
Tammy?
I'm going to say yes, like speed walking.
Can you imagine you're at the opening ceremonies representing our country, marching with the Olympic basketball teams, the gymnasts, the best in the world, Simone Biles, and they turn to you and ask what your sport is, and you say walking? And they're like, oh, like what we're doing now? Yeah, walking is an actual Olympic event. However, yes, you can't run, but it's not exactly like you're out there walking your dog in the village either. Yes. It is a speed walking thing. All right, well, the Olympics start this Friday. Anthony, thank you for playing along with us this morning, pal.
No problem.
Oh, by the way, as the Olympics start this Friday, we have exclusive John and Tammy team coverage. We actually have sent somebody to Paris to report back live to us.
Okay, we didn't actually send them. They were already planning this trip to Paris for the Olympics, but we decided we're going to make them work for us.
Let's rephrase that. We latched on to our coworker George, who's there enjoying the Olympics. What a vacation that is, by the way.
Oh, I know. I can't wait.
And he's going to check in for us. And that's just part of our team, correct, Jessica?
Mother-in-law Sherry, my mother-in-law, will be back with her stellar Olympic coverage. I'm very excited.
I am too.
Yeah.
She's always fun. All right, coming up next, Ryan Reynolds finally answers the question, is Taylor Swift in the new Deadpool movie? And he also shares the name of his son, which, by the way, they've kept it secret for over a year.
Sorry, Swifties, you're not going to see your hero on the big screen as far as the Deadpool Wolverine movie. That was the big rumor, that Taylor Swift was going to appear in the movie, and I don't know why Ryan Reynolds decided to squelch it. Imagine how many Taylor Swift fans will not be buying tickets to his movie now.
Well, they had their big premiere, so it's going to leak out whether she's in it or not, so I think he had to say something. And part of it is because Taylor is great friends with Blake Lively and super close to Blake and Ryan Reynolds. As a matter of fact, Taylor has used their children as inspiration in the song Betty. She name checks three of their kids.
I love that song. I could play that song on harmonica, Tammy.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh, okay.
Tell me I can only play one song. I can play Betty by Taylor Swift as well. Ryan was discussing that recently, his kids' names being in the song Betty.
Obviously, the song has nothing to do with our kids other than our kids' names. But, I mean, what an honor. I don't know. We thought it was pretty damn amazing. We still do, you know.
So, James, Inez, and Betty, that's the three older kids who are all in that song, but he announced the name of their son, Olin. He was born in February of 2023. They have kept that secret all of this time. I'm just so amazed by that.
I wonder why. Oh, that's right. Because they're in our business.
Yeah.
Olin.
Olin.
O-L-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Congratulations a year later. Apparently, from what we understand, as Comic-Con gets underway later on this week, Jessica, you're going to be there?
Yes, yes. And we have a special celebrity correspondent this year, which I'm very excited about.
Go on.
Well, we'll talk about it later this week. But the big thing...
What a tease.
I know. The big thing at Comic-Con this year is definitely going to be Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds spotting. Because they're going to be all over. The movie comes out this Friday. There's a special panel, I believe, on Saturday for Deadpool that they're doing in Hall H.
Okay.
They're going to be all over San Diego this weekend. And I will be searching for them high and low.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Have we ever discussed the biggest celebrity you've ever run into
at Comic-Con?
I know mine. I know who mine was. Seth Green. How about yours?
I mean, Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh.
That's a big one.
You ran into them? I'm not talking about you saw on a panel. I mean, you happened to say walk by them. Because ours was Seth Green. We were walking outside the exhibit hall. And Will Arnett.
Well, I remember we all ran into Justin Timberlake that one time.
Oh, he wasn't that far from us.
Him and Anna Kendrick. It was when Trolls first came out.
Wait a second. I saw Anna Kendrick in the flesh?
Yes.
Why don't my eyes remember that?
I really
got
to get your memory better.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd remember Anna Kendrick for crying out loud.
You would think.
Oh, another guy. Well, we had a big winner yesterday in John and Tammy's high-low jackpot. Will you win up to $1,000 today? Another chance at 8:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Finally got Roger groomed yesterday. Roger the puppy, not my neighbor Roger. Roger the puppy went in for a grooming. There's a really adorable video of Roger being interviewed by the dog groomer wearing
so
his
cute
tie.
So cute.
And that's going to be on our KSON Instagram page. I mentioned yesterday how difficult it was to actually get an appointment with Roger's dog groomer.
Mm-hmm. And John, Patty has an answer for you.
You know, COVID was the best thing for dog groomers. It's sad to say, but a lot of them retired. Everybody got dogs. So if anybody's, you know, 23, 24 and needs a new career, now's the time to do it.
So are you saying there's a shortage of dog groomers?
Definitely.
Interesting. Well, I mean, that would make sense.
Sure.
This was, by the way, in early June. I said to my daughter, Abby, let's see if we can get Roger in by the end of the week. And she laughed at me. I'm like, what? She's like, we can't get in until the end of July.
People call me and ask me if I have an opening that day. And I'm like, I got an opening in 3 weeks. People used to think dog grooming didn't pay much. It used to. If you work at Petco, it doesn't pay much. So not too many people got into it. But if you have a mobile business, you can make a lot of money.
Good
sure,
for you.
And own your own business.
Well, all right, Patty. Well, thank you. Mobile dog groomer Patty letting us know there is indeed a dog grooming shortage here in San Diego. I had no idea, although that does explain why it took me so long to get that appointment.
Sure, and it totally makes sense because over the last few years, so many families have added dogs to their home, you know, during lockdown. So many dogs got adopted. And I see why now.
Man, you should have seen Roger the puppy leaving the groomers yesterday, knowing he's all that.
I bet he did.
Hey, ladies, take a look. No, no, let it sit. Let it simmer. Let it marinate. Look at this.
I love it.
I'm RTP, Roger the puppy. Tammy, did you celebrate National Tattoo Day last week?
I did not.
No, of course you did not. I sent you a card, though. You should be getting it very shortly.
Okay.
National Tattoo Day is part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Poway. Say good morning to Jeff. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going fantastic. How you doing, John?
Doing really well. Thank you, man. Hey, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, it's time to go.
All right, good luck.
Jeff, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
David Spade just celebrated a birthday. What late great comic actor did David co-star in Tommy Boy with?
Chris... I can't remember his last name.
All right, actress Priyanka Chopra celebrated her 42nd birthday last week. Which Jonas brother is she married to, Nick, Joe, or Kevin?
Joe.
Fun fact, the code they use in The Matrix is actually just a collection of sushi recipes. Worry, Swifties, you're not going to see your hero on the big screen as far as the Deadpool Wolverine movie. That was the big rumor that Taylor Swift was going to appear in the movie, and I don't know why Ryan Reynolds decided to squelch it. Imagine how many Taylor Swift fans will not be buying tickets to his movie now.
Well, they had their big premiere, so it's going to leak out whether she's in it or not, so I think he had to say something. And part of it is because Taylor is great friends with Blake Lively and super close to Blake and Ryan Reynolds. As a matter of fact, Taylor has used their children as inspiration in the song Betty. She name checks three of their kids.
I love that song. I could play that song on harmonica, Tammy.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh, okay.
Tell me I can only play one song. I can play Betty by Taylor Swift as well. Ryan was discussing that recently, his kids' names being in the song Betty.
Obviously, the song has nothing to do with our kids other than our kids' names. But, I mean, what an honor. I don't know. We thought it was pretty damn amazing. We still do, you know.
So, James, Inez, and Betty... That's the three older kids who are all in that song. But he announced the name of their son, Olin. He was born in February of 2023. They have kept that secret all of this time. I'm just so amazed by that.
I wonder why. Oh, that's right. Because they're none of our business.
Yeah.
Olin.
Olin.
O-L-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Congratulations a year later. Apparently, from what we understand, as Comic-Con gets underway later on this week, Jessica, you're going to be there?
Yes, yes. And we have a special celebrity correspondent this year, which I'm very excited about.
Go on.
Well, we'll talk about it later this week. But the big thing...
What a tease.
I know. The big thing at Comic-Con this year is definitely going to be Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds spotting. Because they're going to be all over. The movie comes out this Friday. There's a special panel, I believe, on Saturday for Deadpool that they're doing in Hall H.
Okay.
They're going to be all over San Diego this weekend. And I will be searching for them high and low.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Have we ever discussed the biggest celebrity you've ever run into?
At Comic-Con?
I know who mine was. Seth Green. How about yours?
I mean, Robert Downey Jr.
That's a big.
But you ran into them. I'm not talking about you saw on a panel. I mean, happened to say walk by them, because ours was Seth Green. We were walking outside the exhibit hall. And Will Arnett.
Well, I remember we all ran into Justin Timberlake that one time.
He was
Anna Kendrick.
From us.
It was when Trolls first came out.
Wait a second. I saw Anna Kendrick in the flesh?
Yes.
Why don't my eyes remember that?
I really got to get your memory better.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You'd think I'd remember Anna Kendrick for crying out loud.
You would think.
Oh, another guy. Well, we had a big winner yesterday in John and Tammy's high-low jackpot. Will you win up to $1,000 today? Another chance at 8:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Finally got Roger groomed yesterday. Roger the puppy, not my neighbor Roger. Roger the puppy went in for a grooming. There's a really adorable video of Roger being interviewed by the dog groomer wearing
so
his tie.
So cute.
And that's going to be on our KSON Instagram page. I mentioned yesterday how difficult it was to actually get an appointment with Roger's dog groomer. Mm-hmm.
And John, Patty has an answer for you.
You know, COVID was the best thing for dog groomers. It's sad to say, but a lot of them retired. Everybody got dogs. So if anybody's, you know, 23, 24 and needs a new career, now's the time to do it.
So are you saying there's a shortage of dog groomers?
Definitely.
Interesting. Well, I mean, that would make sense.
Sure.
This was, by the way, in early June. I said to my daughter, Abby, let's see if we can get Roger in by the end of the week. And she laughed at me. I'm like, what? She's like, we can't get in until the end of July.
People call me and ask me if I have an opening that day. And I'm like, I got an opening in 3 weeks. People used to think dog grooming didn't pay much. It used to. If you work at Petco, it doesn't pay much. So not too many people got into it. But if you have a mobile business, you can make a lot of money.
Good for you.
And own your own business.
Well, all right, Patty. Well, thank you. Mobile dog groomer Patty letting us know there is indeed a dog grooming shortage here in San Diego. I had no idea, although that does explain why it took me so long to get that appointment.
Sure, and it totally makes sense because over the last few years, so many families have added dogs to their home, you know, during lockdown. So many dogs got adopted. And I see why now.
Man, you should have seen Roger the puppy leaving the groomers yesterday, knowing he's all that.
I bet he did.
Hey, ladies, take a look. No, let it sit. Let it simmer. Let it marinate. Look at this.
I love it.
I'm RTP, Roger the puppy. Tammy, did you celebrate National Tattoo Day last week?
I did not.
No, of course you did not. I sent you a card, though. You should be getting it very shortly.
Okay.
National Tattoo Day is part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Poway. Say good morning to Jeff. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going fantastic. How you doing, John?
Doing really well. Thank you, man. Hey, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, it's time to go.
All right, good luck.
Jeff, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
David Spade just celebrated a birthday. What late great comic actor did David co-star in Tommy Boy with?
Chris... I can't remember his last name.
All right. Actress Priyanka Chopra celebrated her 42nd birthday last week. Which Jonas brother is she married to, Nick, Joe, or Kevin?
Joe.
Fun fact, the code they use in The Matrix is actually just a collection of sushi recipes. What is the name of the main character in The Matrix who's played by Keanu Reeves?
Oh, I don't know.
Last week, we celebrated National Tattoo Day. What is the name of the reality show that's still airing that features tattoo artists who compete in various challenges, assessing their tattooing and related artistic skills?
Ink Masters.
And finally, Lenny Kravitz had an impromptu intermission during a concert in Italy to answer a phone call from his buddy Denzel Washington. He turned to the phone to the crowd and said, "Hey, Italy, say hello to Denzel." Denzel Washington is a multiple Oscar winner. Tell me any of the movies he's won for.
Training Day.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Way to finish strong, Jeff. What you got going on today?
I'm just heading into work.
And what do you do?
I build pools.
You build pools? Oh, cool, man. You ever, like, get a pool done and you want to show your family what a great job you did building the pool?
Of course.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to anyone's house whose pool you put in and showed off your work to your family?
I've actually asked to be invited over to a party.
Yeah, I would. I mean, it's like, hey, mind if we come over and try it out?
That's cool, man. I'd like to get a job where I could show someone the results of what I've done. Yeah. You know, like a builder. Or a, yeah. I just, that's always so noble sounding to me. What do we do? Talking to the air. I can't show anybody that.
What do you mean? You get the chance to make everybody happy every day.
Oh, that's very nice, Jeff. Thank you for that. Jeff started cold but finished hot. Did okay. 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Timmy, David Spade just celebrated a birthday. What late great comic actor did David co-star in Tommy Boy with?
Chris Farley.
That's right. Jeff could not come up with his last name. 1-0, Tim. Actress Priyanka Chopra celebrated her 42nd birthday last week. Which very lucky Jonas brother is she married to? Nick, Joe, or Kevin?
Joe?
No, man, that Nick. That Nick Jonas. It's still 1-1. I'm sorry, 1-0, because you know what? Jeff also went with Joe. Fun fact, the code they use in The Matrix is actually just a collection of sushi recipes. What is the name of the main character in The Matrix, played by Keanu Reeves?
Neo.
Neo. Remember his human name?
Thomas
Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
Jeff didn't know. 2-0, Tammy. Last week we celebrated National Tattoo Day. What is the name of the reality show that is still airing that features tattoo artists who compete in various challenges assessing their tattooing and related artistic skills?
Is it Inked?
Ink Masters.
Ah.
And Jeff knew that. 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Lenny Kravitz had an impromptu intermission during a concert in Italy to answer a phone call from his buddy Denzel Washington. He turned the phone to the crowd and said, "Hey, Italy, say hello to Denzel." Denzel's a multiple Oscar winner. Tell me any of the movies he's won Oscars for.
Ooh.
It's been nominated so many times.
I know, and... I'm going to go with a stupid Pelican Brief.
What an odd one to pick. I know. Well, he's been nominated so many times, but he won for Training Day and for Glory.
Oh.
And Jeff knew Training Day, so I believe that means we finished with a tie today of just 2-2. Not your best showing, Tammy, but still enough to force a tie and therefore a win. So, Jeff, no money, but we've got a great prize for you, buddy.
You're now going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet September 21st at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
That is amazing. My wife is going to be so happy.
And that's all it's about. Enjoy building pools today, Jeff. Have a great day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
California Pizza Kitchen messes up a woman's order. She puts it on TikTok. She goes viral. She ends up very happy.
I'm having the worst week of my life. I'm injured. My boyfriend and I broke up. So I ordered mac and cheese from California Pizza Kitchen, and they just sent me cheese. Just cheese. No mac. There's no noodles. There's none. Look, the bag is empty. There's just some bread. And they sent me cheese. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna cry. I just called CPK, and two separate people told me that I should order the noodles separately and that I ordered wrong.
Hey, listen, I just want to step in for 1 second. I don't know this person, and she's got every right to gripe. I mean, yeah. They didn't get her order right, and that's very frustrating.
And not, I mean, they got it really not right.
But that's a crazy laugh.
Okay.
That is a crazy, come on. That's a dangerous laugh. Throwing it out there.
I was like, I ordered mac and cheese, and they said, yes, that's what that is. And I was like, no, it's not. Mac and cheese is mac and cheese. There's supposed to be macaroni in it. It's in the name.
Well, the good news is California Pizza Kitchen made it right with her and sent her a great box that contained this letter.
Oh, hey, I heard we forgot your mac and only delivered cheese to you. OMG, how could this happen? Free mac and cheese for a year and free pizza for a year. Again, so sorry this happened. And we hope this makes it right. Hashtag great day. I am in actual shock right now.
Well, good for her. Good for CPK for stepping up and doing the right thing. They screwed up and they made it right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a major mistake. And the funny thing is the box that they sent her, you know, the letter and all this stuff talking about what they were giving her was in a big basket of noodles. So that she had plenty of that. Also, we all win. Pizza Kitchen's offering everybody 50% off their mac and cheese right now.
Just because of this.
Just because of this. Brilliant.
Well, that's actually pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're just admitting that they did wrong or if they're just afraid of this woman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hearing that again, they're afraid of her. That's why they did that.
Tammy, I told you to go get Greg, not to injure Greg.
Sorry.
What happened?
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I just slammed my hip into the handlebar on the door. Oh my God.
I went to ask Greg if he could come in for a moment because we do want to yell at you just a little bit.
Oh, I had
with
a feeling
jealousy,
this was coming.
I did not purposely hit you with the door, please.
If it wasn't the door handle, it was a toy or a coffee table I'd smash my foot on. It never ends.
Poor
Are you okay, friend?
It's the life.
No, I don't want to yell at you.
Yeah, I know. We kind of wanted to poke at you because you gave away another John and Tammy Hilo jackpot yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you the on-air personality that's given away the most money so far?
Maybe. I might hold the crown right now. Shout out to Sharon in my hood of Tierra Santa, by the way.
All right.
Big winner yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Was.
We'll get ours eventually.
I know. And I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. I didn't purposely hurt you.
Greg's got another.
We're good.
Greg's got another chance for you to take a guess at John Tammy's high-low jackpot at 10:30 this morning.
Baby.
After he nurses that hip bruise.
I need some ice or something.
I'm so sorry.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Poway. Say good morning to Jeff. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going fantastic. How are you doing, John?
Doing really well. Thank you, man. Hey, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, it's time to go.
All right, good luck.
Jeff, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
David Spade just celebrated a birthday. What late great comic actor did David co-star in Tommy Boy with?
Gosh, Chris. I can't remember his last name.
All right, actress Priyanka Chopra celebrated her 42nd birthday last week. Which Jonas brother is she married to, Nick, Joe, or Kevin?
Joe.
Fun fact, the code they use in The Matrix is actually just a collection of sushi recipes. What is the name of the main character in The Matrix who's played by Keanu Reeves?
Oh, I don't know.
Last week, we celebrated National Tattoo Day. What is the name of the reality show that's still airing that features tattoo artists who compete in various challenges, assessing their tattooing and related artistic skills?
Ink Masters.
And finally, Lenny Kravitz had an impromptu intermission during a concert in Italy to answer a phone call from his buddy Denzel Washington. He turned to the phone to the crowd and said, "Hey, Italy, say hello to Denzel." Denzel Washington is a multiple Oscar winner. Tell me any of the movies he's won for.
Training Day.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. We have finished strong, Jeff. What you got going on today?
I'm just heading into work.
And what do you do?
I build pools.
You build pools? Oh, cool, man. You ever, like, get a pool done and you want to show your family what a great job you did building the pool?
Of course.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to anyone's house whose pool you put in and showed off your work to your family?
I've actually asked to be invited over to a party.
Yeah, I would. I mean, it's like, hey, mind if we come over and try it out?
That's cool, man. I'd like to have a job where I could show someone the results of what I've done.
Yeah.
You know, like a builder. Or a,
yeah.
I just, that's always so noble sounding to me. What do we do? Talking to the air. You can't show anybody that.
What do you mean? You get the chance to make everybody happy every day.
Oh, that's very nice, Jeff. Aww. Thank you for that. Jeff started cold but finished hot. Did two out of five today.
Okay.
Tammy, David Spade just celebrated a birthday. What late great comic actor did David co-star in Tommy Boy with?
Chris Farley.
That's right. Jeff could not come up with his last name. 1-0, Tam. Actress Priyanka Chopra celebrated her 42nd birthday last week. Which very lucky Jonas brother is she married to, Nick, Joe, or Kevin?
Joe?
No, man, that Nick. That Nick Jonas. It's still 1-1. I'm sorry, 1-0, because you know what? Jeff also went with Joe. Fun fact, the code they use in The Matrix is actually just a collection of sushi recipes. What is the name of the main character in The Matrix played by Keanu Reeves?
Neo.
Neo. Remember his human name?
Mr. Oh, I can
Thomas
hear the guy.
Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
Jeff didn't know. 2-0, Tammy. Last week, we celebrated National Tattoo Day. What is the name of the reality show that is still airing that features tattoo artists who compete in various challenges assessing their tattooing and related artistic skills?
Is it Inked?
Ink Masters.
Ah.
And Jeff knew that. 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Lenny Kravitz had an impromptu intermission during a concert in Italy to answer a phone call from his buddy Denzel Washington. He turned the phone to the crowd and said, "Hey, Italy, say hello to Denzel." Denzel's a multiple Oscar winner. Tell me any of the movies he's won Oscars for.
Ooh.
It's been nominated so many times.
I know, and... I'm going to go with a stupid Pelican Brief.
What an odd one to pick.
I know.
He's been nominated so many times, but he won for Training Day and for Glory.
Oh.
And Jeff knew Training Day, so I believe that means we finish with a tie today of just 2-2. Not your best showing, Tammy, but still enough to force a tie and therefore a win. So, Jeff, no money, but we've got a great prize for you, buddy.
You're now going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet September 21st at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
That is amazing. My wife is going to be so happy.
And that's all it's about. Enjoy building pools today, Jeff. Have a great day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
California Pizza Kitchen messes up a woman's order. She puts it on TikTok. She goes viral. She ends up very happy.
I'm having the worst week of my life. I'm injured. My boyfriend and I broke up. So I ordered mac and cheese from California Pizza Kitchen, and they just sent me cheese. Just cheese. No mac. There's no noodles. There's none. Look, the bag is empty. There's just some bread. And they sent me cheese. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna cry. I just called CPK, and two separate people told me that I should order the noodles separately and that I ordered wrong.
Hey, listen, I just want to step in for 1 second. I don't know this person, and she's got every right to gripe. I mean, they didn't get her order right, and that's very frustrating.
And not, I mean, they got it really not right.
But that's a crazy laugh.
Okay.
That is a crazy, come on. That's a dangerous laugh. Throwing it out there.
I was like, I ordered mac and cheese, and they said, yes, that's what that is. And I was like, no, it's not. Mac and cheese is mac and cheese. There's supposed to be macaroni in it. It's in the name.
Well, the good news is California Pizza Kitchen made it right with her and sent her a great box that contained this letter.
Oh, hey, I heard we forgot your mac and only delivered cheese to you. OMG, how could this happen? Free mac and cheese for a year and free pizza for a year. Again, so sorry this happened. And we hope this makes it right. Hashtag great day. I am in actual shock right now.
Well, good for her. Good for CPK for stepping up and doing the right thing. They screwed up and they made it right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a major mistake. And the funny thing is the box that they sent her, you know, the letter and all this stuff talking about what they were giving her was in a big basket of noodles. So she had plenty of that. Also, we all win. Pizza Kitchen's offering everybody 50% off their mac and cheese right now.
Just because of this.
Just because of this. Brilliant.
Well, that's actually pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're just admitting that they did wrong or if they're just afraid of this woman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hearing that again, they're afraid of her. That's why they did that. Tammy, I told you to go get Greg, not to injure Greg.
Sorry.
What happened?
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I just slammed my hip into the handlebar on the door. Oh my God.
I went to ask Greg if he could come in for a moment because we do want to yell at you just a little bit
with our jealousy. This was coming.
But I did not purposely hit you with the door. Please.
If it wasn't the door handle, it was a toy or a coffee table I'd smash my foot on. It never ends.
Are you okay, friend?
It's the life.
No, I don't want to yell at you.
Yeah, I know. We kind of wanted to poke at you because you gave away another John and Tammy Hilo jackpot yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you the on-air personality that's given away the most money so far?
Maybe. I might hold the crown right now. Shout out to Sharon in My Hood of Tierra Santa, by the way.
All right.
Big winner yesterday.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Was.
We'll get ours eventually.
I know. And I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. I didn't purposely hurt you.
Greg's got another.
We're good.
Greg's got another chance for you to take a guess at John Tammy's high-low jackpot at 10:30 this morning.
Buddy.
After he nurses that hip bruise,
I need some ice or something.
I'm so sorry.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.